Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, the counties have handled things differently, especially in the last week. Garrett Hart is the economic director in Chesterfield County, and he joins us this morning. Hey, did you see any numbers about how things went this last weekend? Was this some sort of big booming weekend for Chesterfield, or are people kind of slowly creeping back out and engaging?
Right. We've seen evidence that it was a pretty good weekend, that that people are taking their time to return to a normal situation, but the restaurants reported good, steady business. So it's all anecdotal. We haven't seen any numbers yet, but we had several restaurants talk to us about having, a great day, having the best day they've had in a long time, and actually having business equal to the same time period in 2019. So.
Oh, wow. Well, that's that's good news.
Yes, that is great news.
And that's got to be good news for the county, too. You know, everybody is looking at the bottom line, whether you're a business owner or whether you're an executive in one of the localities, worried about tax revenue drop-off and where you're going to have to make cuts if you don't make up some of that. Sounds like Chesterfield is looking forward with some real guidelines for people who want to reopen about how to do that as safely as possible. And that's your program?
Yes, we're trying to encourage our businesses to open under phase one and do it safely for their employees and for their customers. And we put together, in concert with the Chesterfield Chamber, a program called Let's Take It Outside Chesterfield. Mm-hmm. And it is a website that gives information and links for our businesses to all the guidance from the governor's office on how to open up under phase one. It is particularly good for the restaurants in Chesterfield, as it gives them directions on how to expand their patio dining or add patio dining if they don't have it. Normally, the county would have an application process if you were going to put in permanent outside dining, but we wanted to encourage our restaurants to use some of their vacant spaces, sidewalks, existing patios, maybe even in the parking lots. So we embedded in this Take It Outside website an application for our restaurants to apply to do that, to go outside and expand their areas, and do so instantaneously. Embedded in that website is a application process that has 12 questions which you certify to. If you certify those 12 conditions are met, the website automatically sends you a link to your permit, allowing you to do that, and we send you an email also to the restaurants, allowing you to instantaneously start doing business in your for outside al fresco dining. So,
I mean, that's brilliant. I tell you, a lot of business people said to me when we first started talking about this that one of the fears they had, not just of the virus, not just of the liability issues, not just the loss of money, but was the engagement with government and whether they were about to get hit with tons of red tape, and that might cause them to close when they had the opportunity to kind of come up for a breath here. So this gives them the instant latitude to start expanding and yes. not get crosswise with the county.
Yes. Chesterfield Community Development has prided itself on being one of the fastest communities to get through the site plan and building inspection process on a normal basis. Mm-hmm. We've really ramped it up here. The Community Development Department decided what were the essential items that we needed to make sure for health and safety. We put those on a list, we automated it, and we made it an instantaneous program.
So, I'm looking on the website right now at chesterfieldbusiness.com at the visuals.
Outside. Yeah, yeah.
The visuals of the locations that have already done it.
Yes.
What are the general rules? It does look like all the tables are, what, 6-7 feet apart? And
right. You have to meet the occupancy requirements as set forth by the COVID-19 governor's guidelines. Mm-hmm. So all of that spacing is governed by that. Our rules were it had to be located with an already existing, you know, restaurant there. You couldn't open up a new restaurant and pop something out in the parking lot.
Yeah,
it needs to be within 100 feet of the parking lot. You can't block sidewalks or pavement. You can't use handicap spaces, things like that.
Garrett Hart is the Economic Development Director at Chesterfield County. So what do you think? Are most of these restaurants in Chesterfield going to make it, or do you have an assessment of how bad the damage has been after 4, 5, 6 weeks of closure?
I am really encouraged. I think the restaurants above all, I'm seeing some really creative things go on mm-hmm. in our small business community to continue to serve their customers. But particularly with the restaurants, I think they have been extremely creative and knowing and trying to serve their customers and stay open as best they can. You know, they're suffering. Without a doubt, they're suffering. But I'm hopeful that we won't lose many, if not any. You know, we keep contact with them. We have a Chesterfield Eats to Go page where you can, if you're a citizen in Chesterfield, you can go on your cell phone and find out what dining restaurants that normally don't do takeout or normally don't have patio dining. You can punch that map and it'll show you everybody that's around you, so you can go mm-hmm. have dining. They currently, you know, keep that up to date, and they work with us all the time. So I am encouraged that we will, you know, as we move forward from phase one, phase two, phase three, and things get back together, we'll still have everybody in place.
Yeah. So we spend a lot of time talking about restaurants, and of course that makes sense. People have to eat, and it's the place that the general public probably interfaces the most with independent businesses. There are a lot of other businesses, though, and I talked to a business owner who's been in Chesterfield serving much of Central Virginia in her job and her business for, gosh, maybe 30 years. And she told her landlord, look, I'm pulling out of the property. I'm going to start working from home. My clients aren't paying me. What kind of stories are you hearing? Is that an unusual situation?
No, you know, if you're in a service business or you know, a customer business where you've been prohibited to do what you do, or your clients are not because of
you just can't function.
Financials just can't function. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to be able to pay your rent. So you're gonna figure out how to go home and work, or you're going to work with your landlord to see if you can forego your rent for a few months. And we see many of our landlords doing that. You know, this is not a time to evict anybody.
Any is business. That working? Do you think everybody
is? It is working. It is working in most cases. Mm-hmm. You know, we are going to. We're all in the region, in Chesterfield as well. We're all going to see a loss of businesses that don't come back from this, but we're doing everything we can. I mean, the county has, waived penalties and interest on water bills. We've waived penalty and interest, on the occupancy tax for the hotels. Everybody's trying to help where they can, we're in this together, and we're going to try to get as many of us through it as possible, but yeah, there will be loss.
Have you all talked, Garrett, about the end date here? You know, I think when we started, you know, we pulled the plug on Politics and Pints, which was going to be in Chesterfield, I mean, in Henrico, in mid-March. And, man, it's been downhill ever since with the closures. And I don't know whether everybody expected to still be dealing with this at the end of May. argue against myself, the governor said all the way to June 10th, right? So
right.
What are you all thinking now as you look at the data and you try to evaluate when things begin to return to normal economically? Do you think that happens in June or July? Or
well, you know, we're just going to start starting to get the numbers from April. The way we see it, April's going to be the bottom. We might bounce along across the bottom through part of May, but then we're going to start coming out a little bit. And it depends. I mean, you know, the governor is going to control that schedule.
Yeah.
If we go into phase two in the next week, we'll move into phase two, and that'll make things a little better and improve the spending in the area. If he delays that, it won't. If we move through phase two, and our COVID numbers don't go up, June is probably when we'll get into phase three, and phase three should help us a lot as well. It's going to be the effects of this going to be with us for a while, but we're just going to move through it one step at a time.
Yeah. Well, listen, a salute to you guys in Chesterfield for making this as easy from a government standpoint on these businesses that are struggling to survive. If you want more information on the Take It Outside guidelines and program, you can go to chesterfieldbusiness.com and see the details on that. Garrett Hart is the Economic Development Director in Chesterfield County. I really thank you very much for coming on this morning, and hope you'll stay in touch if you get new info you need to share with our audience.
We are we're thinking about new programs all the time. We're just trying to help wherever and whenever we can. So I will reach back to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.